It's what we were made for. The Bible portrays God as a God of happiness, a God of joy. And so when Jesus talks about in the parables about a life of service for him, he talks about the master saying to the servant, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy." God is a God of joy, and part of that, a huge part of that, is giving. The word grace is a word that means giving. And so we talk about the grace of Jesus for us. Well, what's that about? The grace of Jesus is the giving of Jesus to us, the sacrifice that he made for us on the cross, and the fact that he graciously provides for us. God is a giver and takes joy and pleasure in that giving. Then, Scripture says, God created us, human beings, in his image. And part of being in God's image means taking joy in what God takes joy in. Yes, the Bible teaches we're sinners, we're separated from God, we need salvation in Jesus Christ, but it also makes very clear that we're still created in God's image, even as unbelievers, created in God's image. So the things that resonate with us most deeply are often those very things that God has wired into us, has made us for. So I think that so much of the joy of giving ties back to the God of giving who made us. And so when we give, there is great satisfaction in helping the needy person. Jesus said the first and greatest commandment was that we would love the Lord our God with all of our hearts and minds and souls and strength. And then he said the second command, which is like the first and really flows out of the first, is that we would love our neighbors as ourselves. And how do we show love for ourselves? Well, we take care of ourselves. We take care of ourselves. How do we show love for others? We take care of them when they are in need. God has made us for that. God has wired us for that. And hence we find great joy in that.